For the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll be joined by Ambassador John Bolton. North Koreans are acting up again.
Plus Larry Kudlow of CNBC after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donald Trump is promising to release details today about the money raised for veterans groups earlier this year at one of his rallies, how much money and where it went.
All of the groups that have gotten the money will be announced on Tuesday. We're having a big press conference.
Promising to answer persistent questions about money raised at a veterans fundraiser in January. Here's a clip from the event earlier this year.
The sign was just given, we just cracked $6 million, right? $6 million.
Since then, reporters have asked exactly how much money was raised at the event and distributed by his foundation. They've gotten incomplete and contradictory information. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
North Korea has reportedly attempted to launch another missile, although it also appears to be another failure.
Everyone in the region is concerned that these tests continue to happen. We had a relatively peaceful and quiet May when it comes to testing, but now it appears we are back to what Kim Jong-un feels is a very important part of his rule.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's South Korean officials aren't confirming what type of missile it was, but local media suggest it was a medium-range missile, the fourth such failed test by North Korea. Former Attorney General Eric Holder says Edward Snowden performed a public service in stoking a national debate about secret surveillance programs.
The former attorney general says Snowden's leaks harmed American interests.
Agents were put at risk. Relationships with other countries were harmed.
And that the former NSA contractor should still return to the U.S. to stand trial. But in a podcast with CNN commentator David Axelrod, Eric Holder says whatever punishment Snowden might receive, it should be weighed against the usefulness, in his words, of the national debate he started about secret government surveillance programs.
I think a judge could take into account the usefulness of having had that national debate.
Snowden still lives in Russian exile and faces U.S. charges that could land him in prison for up to 30 years. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
While you were away for the holiday, another person was sexually assaulted on Metro, the second such incident in recent weeks. So what can you do to protect yourself?
A lot of it starts with general awareness. And that means, what am I looking for? I'm looking for things that are out of place that make me uncomfortable.
Evan Terzinski, who owns Nova Self-Defense, says a lot of times when people ride Metro, they have their guard down because they think they're safe from attacks. But he says it's okay not to engage with others on the train.
When you're out in public and you don't know people, it's okay to have your own barrier, your own social barriers.
He says you should have a plan for what to do if you're attacked. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More flooding is expected today and some rural southeast Texas counties where the Brazos River is expected to hit a record crest of 53.5 feet by midday. Forecasters predict the river's crest will actually top a 1994 flood that caused extensive damage. A federal judge in Arizona is holding a hearing today to address how to handle the Maricopa County Sheriff's refusal to stop immigration patrols targeting Latinos. Sheriff Joe Arpaio was found in civil contempt 2 weeks ago for disobeying court orders in a profiling case, including letting his immigration patrols continue after the judge ordered them stopped. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,873. The NASDAQ at 49.34. Sports, the Nets get a win over the Phillies. The O's lose to the Red Sox. NBA, the Golden State Warriors advance to the finals against Cleveland. NHL, the Penguins beat the Sharks to take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 8.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria crash on the Beltway. No change in what gets through. However, the change is that a tow truck is there. On the inner loop of the Beltway, Telegraph Road, only the right lane of the local lanes gets by the crash. Big delays out of Maryland before you get to St. Barnabas Road. This is all linked up to get again to the crash in Virginia inner loop at Telegraph Road. Flatbed tow truck is there to get two of the vehicles out of there. I'm watching them carefully. In on River Road, jam leaving the Beltway to the crash as you come up before Goldsboro Road. It was the left lane of two getting by. Top side of the Beltway jammed from 95 to George Avenue, and with that slow trip that slows 95 south coming out of Calverton. For now, for 270 out of Frederick and down toward 109, it's about the volume. Earlier crash near 80, that had been minor and they were able to quickly get that out of the travel lanes. DC 295 southbound, they've been dealing with the stalled southbound 295 near Eastern Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture well out off to the east of us out over the Atlantic Ocean. Still may see a stray shower storm today as a front approaches from the northwest. Partly cloudy otherwise. Some patchy fog this morning. 87. Tonight, 68. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Clouds and sun tomorrow. Passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm at a high near 84 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Woodbridge, 72 in Olney, 74 degrees in Washington. Iraqi troops have ISIS surrounded in Fallujah. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, good friend of this program. Ambassador Bolton, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
All right. Look, I want to start out by looking back at the president's recent trip to Japan, and more importantly, his stop in Hiroshima, in which he said the following.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil, so nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
And he went a step further, adding,
the scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
So I'd like your thoughts on this. Is it time for us to reduce our nuclear stockpile, do away with nuclear weapons? And what about his suggestion that having such weapons is an immoral choice?
Right. Well, you know, the idea that we eliminate our weapons and that everybody else eliminates their nuclear weapons and peace breaks out is just typical of the kind of Obama thinking that shows he lives on a different planet. I mean, even if you could eliminate all nuclear weapons, what about then the chemical weapons, the biological weapons? Indeed, with respect to some countries, we've made it clear if they used chemical weapons first, we would retaliate with nuclear weapons. And we should have that option because it creates deterrence that hopefully prevents the use of any kind of weapon. It's really the second point, though, that I think is the most important. And I took that to be Obama never used the words "I apologize," but I took that to be the kind of criticism of Harry Truman that was pretty close.
Yeah, I agree.
To an apology. That Truman was there, we had overcome the technological difficulties, we had the atom bomb, but poor Harry Truman just didn't measure up to Barack, high-minded Obama's standards, and he didn't have the moral revolution that has emerged from Barack Obama, and he used the weapon. I mean, it was. I just think it shows Obama didn't have the slightest idea of what Truman confronted when he made the decision to drop the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and then on Nagasaki. Winston Churchill, I know he doesn't pay much attention to Winston Churchill, but Winston Churchill had said that the invasion and conquest of the Japanese home islands would have required, this is Churchill's phrase, effusions of American blood. Effusions of American blood. Yeah. So Harry Truman, confronted with that choice, I think did the right thing militarily, and he did the right thing morally in dropping the bomb.
Yeah, and you did. It's hard not to infer from the president's statements that in some way he has a morally superior view of these things that those Neanderthal American presidents like Franklin Roosevelt and Truman just couldn't grasp. Frankly, I think it's worse than an apology.
Well, I think his narcissism really is quite exceptional, and I just thought it was interesting. He went to Japan ostensibly for a G7 meeting. He obviously took the opportunity to go to Hiroshima. You go all the way out to East Asia, typically a president will go to a couple of other countries. Obama picked one other country, Vietnam, just coincidentally another country we had a war with.
Right.
So he's now concluded the Asia swing of his apology tour, and who knows where he goes next, except maybe North Korea is yet to come.
Yeah, we need t-shirts for the Obama apology tour 2016. Yeah. Ambassador Bolton, I would love for you to chime in on something that has been driving me insane in light of the Inspector General's report out of the State Department about Hillary Clinton's use of email. The Clinton campaign and some other apologists with a D after their name on Capitol Hill keep calling out Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, in some way saying that they had an equivalent policy. Now, you worked at the State Department with both of those individuals. Can you please settle this once and for all? Is there any comparison at all between Powell, Rice, and their emails versus Hillary Clinton?
Well, certainly not with Condi Rice. She didn't use email that much. I don't ever recall exchanging emails with her. And frankly, with both Powell and Rice, almost all of our interactions were over the phone or in person. And it wasn't, you know, we weren't into the email era the way we are and have been since then. But I will say this, Colin Powell once told me he used his AOL account to deal with subjects that were before him as Secretary of State. And I was concerned about it at the time. I said, how can you guarantee that people aren't reading it? And he wasn't that concerned about it. Now, I think there's a vast difference between what he did and what Hillary Clinton did. But I watched some of those Democrats. I watched Adam Schiff with Chris Wallace, who took him apart limb by limb. I don't think this is a partisan issue. Look, if the statute of limitations hasn't run, if Powell did things that were comparable to what Hillary Clinton did, he should be investigated. This is serious business. It's not a partisan issue. And, you know, the Inspector General laid it all out. The FBI can look at it now. As I say, the statute of limitations may be run, but this is not a question of defend the person with the R behind his name and hang the D out to dry. It's a question of American national security.
All right. So speaking of North Koreans, you mentioned a moment ago, they did another launch that apparently failed. But again, they continue to be problematic in the region. Your thoughts? What should we be doing as a nation about North Korea? Should we ignore them? Should we engage with them? Should we, you know, start to think about, you know, a nuclearized North Korea that's a bigger threat because they have missiles that could deliver those nuclear weapons?
Right. No, I think we need to worry about it very seriously, which is something that I don't think Obama's done for the last 7 years. And I understand they've now had a string of test launch failures. But I remember when I was a boy watching Jupiter C's blow up and Vanguard missiles collapse on the launch pad. Our rocket scientists.
Yeah, we had
back
trouble
then,
too. Yeah, that's right.
Our rocket scientists back then said, well, that launch, which ended up in the rocket collapsing into itself, was a 90% success. And they justified that on the basis they had learned where their failures were. So presumably the North Koreans can learn too, and obviously they would prefer to have successful launches, but this is part of the process of getting to a point where they have deliverable nuclear weapons. And we have both the South Korean military and the commander of U.S. forces in South Korea saying that the North Koreans really are making rapid progress to miniaturize their nuclear devices and to have ballistic missile capability to put a target on the west coast of the United States in the near future. So the longer we ignore them, the longer we don't find a solution, the greater the risk to us, especially since Obama has gutted our national missile defense program. I think the long-term answer is that we have to persuade China to allow the two Koreas to be reunified. I think that's the only really long-term solution. China has a unique influence over North Korea. It could make that happen. but we're not talking to them about that.
Ambassador John Bolton, we're going to have to leave it there, but it's great to have you. By the way, you look great out there on your hog at Rolling Thunder yesterday.
In my seersucker suit. You saw me then.
Well, I saw someone with an epic mustache. I assumed it was you, but definitely was not wearing a seersucker suit. So
there are a lot of guys out there like that.
Maybe so. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It is 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. Also out there on Rolling Thunder. She's in the Indy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Get out on the highway.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. River Road. It looks like they're stopping all traffic right now as I watch this crash clean up in the cameras. Inbound River Road jammed coming off of the Beltway. I know you know it if you're sitting in it. Delays from the Beltway to just before the light at Goldsboro Road. And again, looks like they've stopped traffic to try to rearrange some of the vehicles involved in this multi-car crash. So a little bit frustrating, but hang tight as they try to do best work they can there. Let's go to the Beltway. No change yet. Interloop at Alexandria. Interloop at Telegraph Road where we had the accident. Just the right lane of those local lanes getting by. Delays out of Maryland almost back to Route 5, Branch Avenue. And those link up all together to cross the bridge and head to that crash. Now for 395, had the incident. 395 northbound before the 14th Street Bridge right near Boundary Channel. It was in the median slowing us coming out of Shirlington. On 66, there's nothing reported along the way, but the volume. Yes, we have that. Interloop through Annandale, north of the toll road, stop and go to the Legion Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Listen to this. You might see a pattern developing in our weather. Today, partly cloudy skies with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 87 degrees. Tonight, we'll have some passing clouds in the sky with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, low of 68. And tomorrow, we're looking at clouds and sunshine with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow's high is 84 degrees. Right now, we're looking at 73 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:17 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Quick swing around the entertainment world so you can be updated on everything that's going on in Hollywood. First of all, this is a disturbing trend. Apparently, a lot of people are all excited about Game of Thrones being back, of course. But there's also a lot of people who are catching up and binging it now. It's like, okay, finally, I'll get on board the whole Game of Thrones deal. And they're really inspired by the look of Jon Snow. You know the character Jon Snow in Game of Thrones?
I've started to watch. I'm going back. I'm in season three.
All right.
So I got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah,
but there's a very interesting series.
Don't get too attached to many of the characters.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hear.
You know what? If you start rooting for the dragon, the dragon's involved, you're going to be satisfied, I think, in this story.
See, I just got to the dragons. The dragons just sort of showed up the other
dragons
day.
Dragons are good. Anyway, people love Jon Snow. Jon Snow is one of the beloved characters, former. And they like him so much that they're all sort of going into their hairstylist and saying, give me a Jon Snow perm. They're getting their hair done like Jon Snow with this kind of odd 70s sort of curly situation. Brian, are you that inspired by Game of Thrones to get
I would never
a Jon Snow perm?
Yeah, I'm going shorter these days rather than
longer.
You're
gonna do, you know who would look great with a haircut like that? Our program director, Bill Hess.
Oh, you think?
I would. I'm telling
flowing,
you.
Flowing curly locks.
Oh, my gosh. He would look fantastic.
He's already got the scruffy beard,
Focus on those music stations once in a while. Stay off our backs with that hair. Meanwhile, speaking of music, you know, it's funny. I got to tell you, during the interview with Ambassador Bolton, Luke, our board op here, and I kept getting distracted because we kept hearing this weird beeping sound. We're like, where is that loud beeping sound coming from?
Right.
And it was from our producer, Heather Hunter's she's got her own little private studio there, the glass enclosed situation there.
Right next door here.
And it's like, it's where all the business happens, right? It's her cone of silence. Well, it wasn't very silent because we kept hearing this beep, this really loud, ubiquitous beep. And I realized what was going on. She was editing a video that Snoop Dogg posted on Instagram last night. And I don't know how much of this is actually going to be even listenable because it should just be one long beep, basically. But what happened was Snoop Dogg was watching Roots, okay? You know, the Roots thing is the remake on the History Channel. And Snoop Dogg was not very happy about Roots being on Memorial Day. Here's a little bit of it.
No disrespect, but I can't watch no black movies with dogged out, 12 Years a Slave, Roots, Underground. I can't watch none of that. sick of this shit. How they gonna put roots on Memorial Day? They gonna just keep beating that in our heads of how they did us, huh?
Right, just saying, it's ridiculous how much profanity is, but you can sort of understand his complaint there. I just want to hear it one more time. This is, have you got this one, Luke? Oh, all right. Well, I've got it here on my board here, and it is pretty remarkable. His the thesis of Snoop's disgruntled complaint,
right,
is that he's tired of seeing all these movies about slavery. He thinks that it's a conspiracy coming from the man who wants to put down black people in our society by constantly reminding them how they were put down,
right,
in
I
the
sort
past.
Of got that, right.
Right. But you know,
in between all the bleeps.
Yeah, I think it's the MFing man, I believe, is how we put it. All right. So there you go. That's Snoop Dogg and his instant critique of the Memorial Day portrayal of Roots. Meanwhile, if you didn't stick around and watch Roots and get upset like Snoop Dogg did, you probably went to the movies. And if you went to the movies, according to the numbers, you saw the X-Men movie. X-Men kicked a little bit of behind over the weekend. X-Men Apocalypse won the weekend. People were wondering if X-Men would win or Alice Through the Looking Glass would win. But in general, if you have to bet on one side or the other, bet on a genetically mutated superhero
over
a little girl from England who living in a fantasy world.
Right.
Good job, X-Men Apocalypse. I did not. Did you see any movies this weekend?
No. I'm catching up on Game of Thrones.
Games of Thrones is your entire thing. By the way, also has some. It's like Snoop Dogg may have actually.
Yeah, the language is a little rough. There's a lot of blood and there's a fair bit of nudity.
Oh yeah! Oh, it's a lot of boobs and a lot of blood.
It really
is. It's basically Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Can we get a little more Snoop Dogg? Yeah.
No disrespect, but I can't watch no black movies with getting dogged out, 12 years a slave, Roots, Underground. I can't watch none of that. Sick of this. How they gonna put Roots on Memorial Day? They gonna just keep beating that in our heads of how they did us, huh? I mean, I don't understand America. They just want to just keep showing the abuse that we took hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But guess what? We're taking the same abuse. Think about that part. When y'all going to make a series about the success that black folks is having? The only success we have is Roots and 12 years of slave like that, huh?
I should remind Snoop Dogg that MTV had a pretty successful series called Pimp My Ride and MTV Cribs, and by the way, he should also be reminded that the producers of Roots are all African Americans, and they're not trying to keep anybody down. But you keep up the beeping fight there, Snoop Dogg. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
During that entire segment, Luke and I, as we're playing back the Snoop Dogg audio, have our hands poised over the dump button. Just in case she missed one.
Yeah, that's good.
Well done. Now I understand what that sound was. Spring is in the air. Summer's around the corner. Rent estate season, full bloom. Right now, you can cash in on your home by renting it. That's right. Renter's Warehouse. They are DC's experts in leasing and property management. Is ready to help you. I did this once. You know, I had to relocate, and I didn't want to sell my place. I had a really nice condo there in New York, and I wanted to rent it. So I got a tenant, and I was living in L.A., and I had a condo in New York that I was renting out, and can I just tell you what a nightmare it was? I mean, cashing the rent check was nice, and not having to deal with the holding on to a mortgage, having someone else pay my mortgage, fantastic. But all of the hassles, all of the headache, and all of the paperwork, and dealing with being a landlord from 3,000 miles away, it was a nightmare. I wish the Renter's Warehouse had been there for me. They would have made it so much easier. Why don't you give them a call? They are the property management pros. They're going to help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And my gosh, I can't believe how inexpensive it is. They're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. You can call them now and get a free rent price analysis to find out how much your home or property will rent for. Call them 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again.
If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is right where she belongs in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Right here, hoping that they can get some lanes open to cross the Wilson Bridge to the crash in Alexandria. Andrea, inner loop of the Beltway, Telegraph Road, still only one right lane gets by. Now they get two of the cars out of there, but I just watched an ambulance come up to the scene of the crash, so it's not over yet. So only the right lane in those far right local lanes. If you can, the through lanes are working better for you, but delays back at Route 5 Branch Avenue. 395, it's now jammed solid coming out of Shirlington to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Initial crash had been at Boundary Channel in the median, but four cars had been stopped, so they needed some tow trucks there. River Road, occasionally stopping traffic with this crash cleanup. Inbound River Road, I'm looking at delays from the Beltway to Goldsboro Road with just the right lane getting by the multi-car crash cleanup. 270, nothing reported along the way. The volume, topside, it's been about the volume as well for 2995 and the BW Parkway incident free. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Since 1941, Dickie's Barbecue has been serving slow smoked meats and home-style sides. Your family favorite served by their family. You can join them for lunch or dinner today. Order a family pack to take home. Or you can get free catering quote at Dickies.com. Dickie's Barbecue, where they speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry start to a new work week, an abbreviated week. Clouds in this morning, but breaking and becoming just partly cloudy with some patchy fog. As we go through the first part of the day, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees right now at 8:27.
All right, you know, spelling is a challenge, and I used to think I was a great speller until this thing called spell check came along, and I realized, man, I've been spelling that wrong all these years. Well, anyway, Google has put together a list of misspelled words by state. In other words, what is the most misspelled word state by state by state? And some of them you might think are pretty... Pneumonia, for example. A lot of people, a lot of states can't spell that word. They need help with that. Vacuum, you know, with two U's. I think it's the only word in the English language with two U's together, but that was one. Gray, the color gray. Michiganders can't spell the word gray. Just saying. Okay. G-R-A-Y. I don't know why it's so hard, I guess, but they misspelled it.
G-R-E-Y. I think they're doing the Canadian spelling.
I guess that's it, A. So anyway, you might want to know, Maryland and Virginia, the most commonly misspelled word is the word canceled. As in, we canceled the appointment, or we canceled school. Maybe it's because of all the snow closings. I don't know.
School canceled.
Yeah. I guess that's it. But that was the word.
And it's
the
kids who were searching, not the parents.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. And then we come to the District of Columbia.
Okay.
Where the, I'm not making this up, the most often misspelled word is croissant.
Are you sure that's not just at John Kerry's house?
No, apparently people in the district really love their croissants, but they don't know how to spell it.
All right, so then. Good to know. It's 8. Yeah. We are an international city. 8:28 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Oh, you know, Father's Day's right around the corner, and Harry's limited edition shave set will make the perfect gift. It's really cool, by the way, and I got to tell you, I am a big fan of this product. I use it, and I've never had a closer, more comfortable shave, and I've got all these lotions and gels. You put them on your face, you just feel great when it's all over with, and I use it, and I recommend it for you. Harry's gave me the best shave I've ever had. They have these German-crafted blades, 5 blades, a flex hinge, lubricating strip, and the limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, and 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges. cartridges and a travel cover, all for just $40. It comes in a sleek box with the option of adding custom engraving and a personalized card. Oh, if you want to do this for Father's Day, just go to harrys.com right now and get $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code, which is B Wilson. Don't wait. Free shipping for Father's Day ends on Friday, June 3rd. Supplies are limited. Act now. Enter the code B Wilson at checkout. Get $5 off. Get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day. He's going to love it. Go to harrys.com right now and use the promo code B Wilson.
Coming up, Bryce Harper got hurt last night. We'll tell you how bad it is. And Larry Kudlow, CNBC, after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. An incident last night in California proved that even Bernie Sanders events can draw protesters.
A huge crowd in California getting to see how quickly the Secret Service Protection Detail can spring into action after a few protesters from an animal rights group seeking to put a spotlight on its stance against agribusiness tried to rush the stage. It was all over in moments, but will be remembered as one more event in a strange and unpredictable presidential primary season.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is set to reveal details today of exactly how much money he raised for veterans groups at a rally in January and where all that money went.
Remember, he skipped a Fox News debate right before the Iowa caucuses to hold this fundraiser in Iowa instead. But ever since then, questions have dogged him about exactly how much money he raised, which veterans groups are benefiting. CNN has independently confirmed about $3 million of those donations, as well as a $1 million donation from Trump himself. But he's going to hold a press conference at Trump Tower later this morning where he's expected to lay out all the details of which veterans groups are benefiting from this.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The Libertarian Party has again nominated former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson as its presidential candidate. Johnson says voters should choose him in November because he offers the best of both worlds.
The notion of being fiscally conservative and socially liberal, the notion that smaller government is something that really is desirable, that government taxes too much, and then on the civil liberties side, look, always come down on the side of people being able to make their own choices in their own lives as long as those choices don't adversely affect others.
Johnson's running mate is former Massachusetts Governor William Weld. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,873, the NASDAQ at 49.34. Sports, the Nats win, the O's lose, the Golden State Warriors advance to the NBA Finals, and at the Stanley Cup Finals, Pittsburgh takes Game 1. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings event. Vote for the team that has been serving the local community for over 70 years. With superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products and experienced designers to help you every step of the way, your yard will be the envy of the neighborhood. So take advantage of this limited time only 25% off savings event. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. That's longfence.com.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, eightplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend time with John Dessauer and his team, the nation's leading multi-unit apartments experts, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit apartments with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This seminar is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-933-9193 to secure your seat. That's 800-833-9193. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395, the latest accident had been in the HOV lanes near the Pentagon, taking away one lane. Still with the lanes almost all blocked here on the Virginia Beltway in Alexandria. The crash cleanup continues. Had an overturned car on the inner loop of the Beltway, Telegraph Road, in those far right local lanes, and still VDOT only allowing that one right lane to get by. Have about an 8-mile backup coming around the Beltway from back at Route 5, Branch Avenue. So plan for about an hour, callers are telling me right now, from Route 5 to cross the Wilson Bridge to this crash at Telegraph Road. In the backups, we had a secondary crash on the approach to Telegraph, so just take it easy. As you head through town, southbound 295 past East Capitol Street, that's where we had the stall. Looks like lanes have been reopened. River Road, we're struggling with a multi-car crash. Cleanup delays are now before you get to the Beltway, to the crash before Goldsboro was along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a start here to an abbreviated work week for most of us. A few clouds with patchy fog around this morning. Partly cloudy as we go through the day. A shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Rain not widespread. Temperatures up 87. Tonight, 68. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Tomorrow, clouds a mix with sunshine. A stray shower, possibly a thunderstorm. An east breeze, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Burke, 73 in Hyattsville, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
It's 8:37, you're listening to WMAL and Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your day off the right way, and we're glad you are. Joining us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC, and of course, host of Kudlow right here on, actually, it's technically the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL every weekend. I want to get the name of the show right. Larry, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Technically. Actually, it is the Larry Kudlow Show.
That is correct. Yeah, literally.
Literally.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Literally.
And figuratively. Larry, I loved your article this week. You co-authored it with your new partner in crime here. Like, you and Stephen Moore, what do you, you guys are doing everything together now. I mean, this is pretty great, and you've got a great article here really calling Hillary Clinton out. She, I guess, on the campaign trail last week started criticizing Donald Trump because he had the temerity to say, geez, you know, if the housing market goes down again, that's good for people who want to buy up and get investments. You know, the whole buy low, sell high thing. But, boy, you really hammer Hillary on really who's at fault for the bad housing market. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to straighten out the record that it was, you know, during President Bill Clinton's years that the housing department, HUD, which was run by now New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, they were the ones that forced all the banks and lenders to lower credit standards, including Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, all in the name of providing certain areas that didn't have enough home ownership, more home ownership. The problem was when you lower those credit standards, you drop the down payment from 20% to 3% and ultimately zero. They ignored all kinds of documentation about income and jobs. And, of course, to me, that was the root of the crisis from day one.
Yeah.
And it spread. And, by the way, commercial banks and other lenders in the private sector, if they didn't abide by these new reduced subprime credit standards, they would be stopped by regulators, including the Federal Reserve Board, from expanding their businesses, whether it's, you know, deposit taking or mergers and acquisitions or new loans or whatever.
And let's not forget, Larry Kudlow, that it was Clinton and their cronies who got rich off of that, because a lot of them had seats on the boards of banks and mortgage companies and Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae. And we don't begrudge them making money. We love capitalism. Then when the market crashed, it was their cronies who bought all that stuff up at cheap and made more money. And they're now funding the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton campaign. It's pretty amazing that they can now criticize Donald Trump for being a successful real estate
owner. I mean, it's really interesting on that last point, because what we also learned is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac gave Hillary a pretty fair amount of campaign cash when she ran for re-election as a senator. And Freddie Mac, I couldn't find Fannie Mae, but Freddie Mac contributed heavily to the Clinton Foundation. So once again, you know, we have cash for favors. Hillary voted to filibuster a Republican Senate bill in 2005, which would have started reforming Fannie and Freddie and put lids and caps on what they can buy their mortgage portfolio. And that battle to, you know, privatize Fannie and Freddie goes on to this day, and the government is losing. I mean, the government is winning, and the taxpayers are losing. So, we just wanted to kind of straighten the record out on that. And it turned out that the amount of shares that column got exploded.
Oh, yes.
Much to my amazement, it just exploded.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this movement toward a third-party candidacy. I mean, we got the Libertarians. They've got Gary Johnson and William Weld, two former Republican governors who've been chosen as their party's standard bearers. And Bill Kristol's still out there making noises as if there's going to be another substantial name enter the fray. Your thought about all this?
Well, regarding the Libertarians, I just don't see much happening. I mean, Gary Johnson is a nice guy. I agree with him on some things. I disagree with him on others. Same with Bill Weld, who is a friend of mine. I think it's going nowhere. I think they got a million votes the last time. Not sure they're going to do any better. There's no reason why they'll do any better. And in terms of my friend Bill Kristol's vision, you know, it's awful late, number one. You'd have to have such a charismatic figure to do this in all the states. I just find myself not taking it seriously, and I think that the nominations are going to be Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. That's what I think, and I think it's going to be a close election, judging from the current polls. And I'm sorry, you know, every cycle there are some people that always make this case: the two candidates are lousy, we have to put up somebody different. This cycle is no different from those cycles, and I think right now it's going nowheres, absolutely nowheres.
And so what do you say to a good conservative, and I know that you've got them, we have them, these friends of ours who are our compatriots and are very like-minded, who just can't bring themselves to vote for the nominee of the Republican Party? What's their solution?
You know, I want to be civil and just kind of point out the issues. Look, my take on Mr. Trump, he is an imperfect candidate. Most candidates are imperfect, by the way. But in terms of conservative principles, certainly economic principles, he's very Reagan-esque. I mean, I talked to Paul Ryan on the radio show about this on Saturday. And actually, Paul and Trump are very similar. I mean, lower regulations, lower taxes, restraints on spending, particularly on trade. I was quite interested. Speaker Ryan, they've got a bill that they've enacted which will have strong enforcement measures. They're redoing all the customs legislation. I guess they've redone it with Ron Wyden in the Senate, which, by the way, will give, you know, if you're breaking the rules, if you're China, for example, or Japan, and you're breaking the rules, there'll be bilateral discussions, and there may be temporary targeted tariffs for short periods of time.
Oh, hold on. That'll be interesting.
Reagan did that. Yeah. Reagan did that. Put a
targeted specific.
Tariffs.
Yeah.
Clinton did that. George W. Bush did that. Obama's done that. And again, I'm completely opposed to blanket across the board tariffs, which I think would really damage our economy and our consumers. But look, you've got to enforce the rules. The WTO doesn't, so you're going to have bilateral negotiations. By the way, I think Trump would be a pretty strong negotiator.
Larry, we are out of time now, unfortunately. I know you've got plenty more to say about it, but you know how tough the radio clock business can be.
It's a tough business, but I think Trump has a pro-growth plan. That's all, and I hope my fellow conservatives take a look at it.
Thank you, Larry. Right. Talk to you again soon. It's 8:44 on WMAL.
Thanks.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, yeah, your great picnic in the backyard or your cookout and all the great Memorial Day stuff, and I'm sure you had a great time, but did you look at your carpets when you woke up this morning? Oh, man, those people dragged in a lot of stuff onto your carpets, and they probably need a cleaning, and you want to get it done now before the graduation parties or your Father's Day party, so why don't you call Zero Res immediately? Zero Res cleaned my carpets, left them looking brand new, feeling soft and smelling fresh again. Wine stains are gone. Coffee stains are gone. I have problems with beverages. All right, I'll admit it. It's true. It happens.
We've been saying that for some time, Larry.
By the way, if you're a pet owner or an allergy sufferer, imagine how much dander and pollen is hidden in your carpets right now. Time to get that stuff out of there so you can breathe easy in your home again. Right now, we've got Zero Res's best deal ever offered. Call us for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. $39 a room. That's huge. That's a huge savings. Seriously, do the math. That ain't much at all. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res right now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have had some trouble spots out on the roads this morning to the Virginia side of the Beltway, Alexandria. That has been tough. We had a car that overturned. Cleanup's continuing, but looks like they're just releasing some extra lanes. Inner loop at Telegraph Road, right as you are ahead, trying to get through those local lanes. Now it looks like at least two, might be trying to get three lanes here by, but stay to the right to get by. Delays back out of Maryland, back at Route 5 Branch Avenue. And then we had an accident in the backups to add a little bit more complication there. In the through lanes, travel lanes are open, so those are moving along fine to get by the crash. It's getting there. Southbound George Washington Parkway, south of 123 for delays. Now I'm looking at the crash in the HOV lanes at 395 at the Pentagon. Looks like the right lane of 2 is blocked. Everybody's slow coming in from Landmark, heading in towards Shirlington, past this crash at the Pentagon. River Road still jammed, leaving the Beltway. In fact, before you get to the Beltway, to the crash before Goldsboro, they were trying to get that left lane reopened here moments ago. And on the 270 spur, slow, delays out of Rockville, and it looks like we have a new crash on 270 south of 118 before you get to 124. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, dry start to a new work week, an abbreviated week. Clouds in this morning, but breaking and becoming just partly cloudy with some patchy fog. As we go through the first part of the day, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:47 on WMAL. Oh, put me in cold. A little bit of roundup on the sports world yesterday. The Nats playing, and oh gosh, I'm sorry, Brian. It's 8:47, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? It's been almost an hour now since we've mentioned the name Harambe the gorilla.
Okay.
So let me just say Harambe the gorilla.
Right.
Cincinnati Zoo, Harambe. Okay. Now back to the sports update. Bryce Harper had to leave the game yesterday. He was hit by a pitch in the knee. And boy, you talk about everybody in the Washington metro area holding their collective breath because you are just not winning a pennant or a World Series without Bryce Harper. He is now day to day. He has a bruised knee. But here's the deal. They won anyway, not through Harper's bat, but through Daniel Murphy's bat. Boy, that Daniel Murphy pickup from the Mets is looking good right now. Bases loaded, two outs. Murphy singles to drive home the go-ahead runs, and the Nats beat the dirtbag Philadelphia Phillies 4-3. Nationals are now 10 games over 500, and Murphy, Daniel Murphy, is a big part of that. I'll be he got five hits last. Excuse me, the Nats had five hits last night. Daniel Murphy had three of them.
Wow.
How about that? Also,
that's awesome.
In sports news, you know, this time of year is when the French Open, it's Grand Slam season. You know, you got your French Open now, and then over July 4th is when you have your Wimbledon, right? You get your strawberries and cream and you watch the Wimbledon, and then you got your U.S. Open. Does anyone care about the Australian Open? I know that's part of the Grand Slam.
No.
But, I mean, how can you play tennis in a country where the toilet swirls the wrong way down the
toilet?
Yeah,
I mean, really.
It's just nuts. Anyway, the French Open got washed out. For the first time in 16 years, they had to cancel all of the tennis at the French Open yesterday because of rain. Apparently, all that rain we've had, we sent it across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how the jet stream works, but they had rain. And you know,
it's clay courts, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's slick.
Yeah.
You can't play tennis on slick clay.
You cannot play. No. You'll be playing tennis, and it's rainy, and the clay is there, and suddenly that scene from Ghost will break out, and it's a totally different outcome.
I don't know why we play on clay anymore. Why do we need to play on clay? We have all of these wonderful substances and wonderful surfaces that we can play on. Why do we need to play on clay?
Well, the game is different because the ball has different loft when it bounces off of the clay, and so you run to it. Do you know anything about tennis?
I've played tennis.
That's not my question.
And I think you could play just fine on like concrete.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Fewer babies are suffering ear infections thanks to three actions being taken by parents. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at the University of Texas Medical Branch follow more than 300 babies from the time they were less than a month old until 12 months. They diagnosed cases of ear infection and looked at a range of factors that could have caused it. Now, during the study period, 46% of the children developed an ear infection by the time they were one. That rate is an improvement compared with the late 80s and 90s, when about 60% of children had an ear infection in their first year of life. Now, this progress is due in large part to higher rates of breastfeeding, reduced exposure to cigarette smoke, and the introduction of a pneumococcal vaccine in 2000. PCV13, or Prevnar 13, protects against 13 types of pneumococcal bacteria and is now recommended for all children, starting at 2 months. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
The Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is still going on right now. You get prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. And they got Harleys over there, too. Ted Britt does Harleys as well. So if you were, you know, feeling a little hog envy there as you saw Rolling Thunder plowing through your neighborhoods, well, you can do something about that over at Ted Britt, and you're going to get the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Ted Britt also has this great program. It's called Ted Britt for Life. I drove past Ted Britt Chevrolet over the Memorial Day weekend, and I saw right there emblazoned across the side of the building there from, I think it was Route 7 I was driving on, it said Ted Britt for Life. And I was like, oh, I know what that is. Ted Britt for Life. It tells you exactly what Ted Britt thinks about the vehicles that they're going to sell to you. They stand behind them and they care about them. It makes sure that every Ted Britt vehicle is taken care of for life. It comes with a standard lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles if you got less than 100,000 miles on it. Schedule your next service with them. Visit one of the great 9 locations or check them out online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Achoo!
They're saying it's the worst allergy season in years. But you don't have to suffer. Your home should be your oasis. But pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your Oriental and area rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
It's for all your Oriental rug cleaning needs. Just one call to Joe Hadid.
And don't forget, we have 4 drop-off locations on Maple Avenue in Vienna, Duke Street in Alexandria, Electronic Drive in Springfield, and our On the Border store in D.C. at 4918 Wisconsin Avenue. And if you don't want to drop it off, no problem. We'll come to your house, move the furniture, roll it up, and return it clean and put everything back just the way we found it. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. Come on, it's time for a deep-down spring cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Hey, since summer vacation time is upon us, let's talk about home security for a moment. Brian Wilson here. Check your security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, stop that and call Ackerman today. Switch your service for free to Ackerman's $19.95 a month rate and start saving immediately. You'll get up to 3 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman in the month of June. There are many reasons Ackerman Security is the Washington area's most trusted name in security. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Response time. Their monitoring center is one of the few in the country to be both UL and CSAA 5 Diamond certified. That means you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free by switching in June. Call 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
8:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I better start with the good news, and that is that all lanes have been reopened, 395 in the HOV lanes at the Pentagon, so it looks like everyone's getting by, albeit slow, though. Then we still have one lane blocked on the Beltway, but is it improving? Interloop in Alexandria. At Telegraph Road, it's the left lane still blocked from the crash. We have big delays coming out of Maryland from back near Route 5 still. So from Route 5 crossing the Wilson Bridge over toward Telegraph Road, but only one left lane remaining blocked. Intermittent slowdowns continue coming off the Beltway on River Road to the light at Goldsboro where we had the earlier crash, and on 270, the accident is southbound before you get to 124. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options in Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's some areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, the clouds will break partly cloudy as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, and warmer than yesterday. I have 87 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 8:57.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Bryce Harper.
Close, and it's ball four. What a good at bat.
Walks equal run.
Bryce Harper walks again.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. Series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Ryan Zimmerman.
Fair ball, right field corner.
Drives in runs, driving the Phils crazy.
Two runs will score.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-519-7796.
Well, tomorrow, being Wednesday, we'll have KT McFarland joining us on the show.
That is exciting. Coming up in 8 hours, we will be driving you home with Washington's Drive at 5. Up next, Chris Plant.
Here I am now in Tbilisi. There was a terrible attack by neo-Nazis on a vegetarian restaurant.